Proclamation number 5483 of 9th of September, 1952. Bread and wine. The right food, the right drink. An infinite beneficial effect emanates from the food which the Heavenly Father offers you directly to strengthen your souls, to provide healing for sick souls, to make you all strong and resilient in the final battle on this earth. His sanctified word strikes your ear and touches your heart. His sanctified word resounds in its purity and truthfulness and sets the soul in vibrations directed upwards to the Father. His sanctified word entices the distant, the despondent and mourning find rest in hope. The sick find healing for their souls. His word emanates a power that proves its outcome. He offers you the bread of heaven and blesses it to you who receive it with faith. He breaks the bread for you and distributes it. He hands you the wine, the power of his word. You are in truth his guest to whom he gives the Lord's Supper if you receive his living word from above. Open your hearts and let it take effect on you. This bread from heaven is noble, and therefore it must not be mixed with inferior additives. It must remain pure the way it originated from God. And thus it can also be recognized as his word because its effect is obvious. For it brings about a change. The power of the word is active. And where a power is active, a change in that which is touched by the power is always recognizable. Now, where a heart is touched by the divine word, there must be an effect on the human being's soul. If it is ill, it must recover, and if it is healthy, it must become strong and receptive for the divine light of love, for the wisdom from God. Or also, an unbelieving person whose soul is ill must become a believer when the power of the divine word touches the one, which is tantamount to a complete transformation, and when the person is a believer, thus is no need for recovery. The power of the bread of heaven must work in such a way that the one comes to the realization that divine knowledge now fills the one, which in turn is to be regarded as an effect of power. Such an effect can only be expected from the pure food of heaven, from the bread of life, from the word which comes from the sanctified mouth of God and is conducted to earth in the purest form in order to achieve this very effect. God did not arbitrarily designate his heavenly food as bread and wine, because only a strong food and a strong drink helps the soul to recover and strengthen itself. Everything else that the soul receives will not fulfill the purpose that the bread of heaven is to fulfill. Also, it can certainly appear to be food which, however, does not have the slightest building up effect and therefore only delays the soul's recovery or disguises its state of illness. A great deal can be offered to the soul and yet it is not the right food and the right drink. And the soul itself will not feel satiated and strengthened either. It will not have a firm, convinced faith and will not have the right knowledge for the time until it receives the pure, unadulterated word of God, which can have such an effect on the soul that it recognizes it as the right bread of heaven and now desires nothing else but this food, which is doubtlessly offered to it by messengers but nevertheless by God himself, so that the sick soul will be cured and now live forever. Amen.